Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is CJ, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, February 3rd. I want to welcome you all to an interesting edition of my show, at least, where we've decided to have a little fun tonight, which is probably good, because I think I was definitely moving in this week going, oh, I can't wait for Friday. It was kind of intense. But Kate Reiser will join us on the show to interview me, so I get to take a little bit of a back seat. So I thought it would be an interesting experiment to try here. And I figure a little fun might be all we need, because I, like I said before, I don't know if everyone out there listening had the same kind of week, but it was just very, very intense. And so I was really looking forward to Friday. And not just because it's the weekend, you know, where we all go, hooray, TGIF, but because I knew I'd get to spend my time with all of you. And, yeah, I have to say, since I began this show is just about the most perfect way to conclude my week. So I appreciate everyone's interest in the show and listening. This week's inspiring news is a great story about 10 unlikely Good Samaritans, and the weekly angel message is about accepting our emotions. So that's very interesting. After Kate's interview, you can call in and ask me a question. So if there's anything you want to know about me based on Kate's interview or other questions, or maybe you just always wanted to call into the show, the call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. And due to the number of callers I usually get, I'm very sorry if we can't get to everyone. So as I do every week, I search for an inspiring story, as you all know. And this one's very interesting. And yes, I mentioned 10, right? 10 Good Samaritans. So usually we're talking about one person. So here's a whole group of people. And apparently they were out on a weekend and they were partying up, and they all decide after partying that they want to go to this cafe. Okay. So the 10 of them load up in this truck, I guess, to go off and get some food at an all-night cafe that they enjoyed. So they were going through a residential neighborhood, and as they come around the corner, it's like between 2 and 3 a.m., and they see this house and the porch literally just going up in flames very quickly. And so these kids jump out of this truck. One of them grabs a hose in the dark and turns it on, starts putting the fire out. Another gal breaks the window, reaches in, tells this guy, hey, you need to get your family out of the house. It's going up. And so his house was just surrounded by all these people. And so by the time the guy actually gets everybody out of the house and all of this, this group of kids says, we called the fire department, and he went back inside, comes back out, and they're all gone. So this man is actually, his house is a very old house, and in this particular community, fires are always devastating, but I mean, these houses just go up like kindling. And so you can imagine 2 or 3 in the morning, if his porch was engulfed, you know, he would have woke up, or maybe, you know, bad things might have happened to him and his family. But he turns around and can't find any of these people who saved him and his family and his house. So he goes out and puts a sign the next day and says, thank you to all the Good Samaritans who saved my home. You know who you are. And I guess it picked up some media attention. So he eventually got to meet all of these people who saved his house. But I thought how neat it was. And all of the kids said, you know, they really felt like, you know, they were going a little bit different out of their way, and they were going to this place, and they must be divine intervention, that they were right where they needed to be. So I thought that was a really cool story. So I think most people would have dialed 911, and, you know, by the time they got there, the house probably would have been gone. So good job, guys. I just love it when people are there for people in need or just happen to be in the right place at the right time. So this week's angel message is a very important one. I don't know about anybody else, but last week's actually hit home with me personally as I was going through my week about our expectations. So here's this week's angel message. Dear ones, the energy of your life this week will be more intense as new divine vibrations align in the human world. Shifts like this can sometimes exaggerate or amplify your emotional states. It's good to be aware this week that you may experience feelings much stronger than your usual responses. All spectrums of your feelings may be affected, whether it's what you might consider a positive feeling like love, joy, or happiness, or even negative ones such as fear or anger. It's a good time to realize now that all emotions that are experienced are just a type of energy that is expressed from the body. The appearance of these opposite type emotions is really an illusion. We know it is quite common to judge or categorize your emotional experiences in this dualistic way. doing this often may lead to self-rejection. You can judge yourself for having these feelings in the first place, especially if they seem out of place given whatever is going on at the moment they occur. You need not judge your emotions or yourself for having them. They are a part of you, and it is normal to experience them. There is a lot of emotional suppression in your world right now that can cause so much undue suffering. Accept your emotions as they arise this week. Let them arise and flow out without pushing them away or telling yourself you shouldn't feel that way. How often do you tell yourself that your feelings are misplaced or incorrect or wrong? If that's your tendency, then it will be important for you to begin working through your self-judgment in this area. Your human body is a vessel that can only contain a finite amount of energy. Your emotions are your body's way of releasing these excess energies. Many diseases are substantially created from the depth of emotional expression that happens over a period of years. It is okay, divine ones. Do not be afraid of your emotions, for they give you amazing clues about your subconscious. If you allow yourself to feel how you feel and release them, you can learn so much about yourself in the process. But remember most of all this week that you're on a significant journey now into self-realization. Embrace each experience and accept the opportunities to let go of those things that you've just carried for far too long. Give yourself permission to allow, release, and heal this week. As always, we are with you as your guides and are here to lovingly assist your processes of healing and growth. Until next week, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. So that is actually a lot to chew on this week, or at least maybe not chew on those emotions as they come up, but just let them flow and just be. So as I know she's probably anxious to get on here and ask these questions, I would like to welcome Kate to my show.
Well, hello. Wow, what a great message that was from the Seraphim. Really
thank
speaks
you.
To me. And also thank you, CJ, for the opportunity to share your personal story and your personal journey with the listeners tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. So I'm going to take the back seat now. You're on.
All right. Okay.
All right.
So, CJ, what do you consider your mission for this lifetime?
Wow, that's a big first question, huh? You know, no, I'm just giving you a hard time, you know.
Okay.
It's
one
of those weeks.
It.
All right, cool. You know, I really look, you know, we all have mission, we all have purpose. But, you know, for me, I really believe that the gifts that I've worked with my whole life are, you know, my mission is really to help empower people to really see their divine nature, whether it be connecting them with their angels, whether it be things that I teach or sessions that I do. You know, so it really the whole mission for me is about empowerment. It's about being able to mirror to people their excellent qualities that sometimes they just can't see for whatever reason, whether it be traumatic or that. And the other thing that I love about my mission is that I grow so much in that experience too. So I consider myself very lucky actually, because I really do receive as much as I give. But to me, it's about becoming the authentic self, seeing our divine nature, and expressing that in our life.
Wow. Well, that's an amazing mission. It's an amazing mission, and I know that we all appreciate the information that you're sharing with all of us. So let me ask you a question about the angel message for the week. Do you have a specific group of angels, and what is your process for coming up with that every week? And the messages are amazing.
Thank you again. You know, it actually is a process, and I don't know from week to week what that message will be. And it's interesting because about Wednesday every week, and you mentioned about my angels, I actually have a group of 13 angels that I've worked with for many years now, but there's primarily one that speaks for all of them. And her name is Uliana. I call her Uli for short. And so, you know, about Wednesday, it's weird. It just, like I said, it was weird, but it's neat because it just pops in my head just a few you know, just a few little tidbits, or it's like seeing these, they'll kind of tell me what the core issue that they're going to address is. And then at some point, it just sort of is there. And I will sit down, and one of my friends is remarking, you know, it's like, you're already done with that? You know, it just really just, when it's right, it just flows. And so that is actually, you know, because when I first started doing, decided to do the show, they really did want to, my angels wanted to be involved, and they wanted to be able to help people in real time. So that's why there's a weekly message. It just gives you things to be mindful of and for the week. And as I mentioned earlier, this last week, I felt like I was challenged on my, you know, disappointment or my expectations, you know, get in the way or things like that. So I, you know, for me personally, the angel message, even though I'm the one that's kind of bringing it in every week, it is really a great tool for myself as well. So.
Well, thank you for explaining kind of how that all happens, because I'm sure many of them, besides myself, many of your listeners besides me are kind of wondering, where do you get all that information? Where does that come from? So thanks for sharing that. I also hear a rumor that you are finishing a semi-autobiographical novel about an angel that incarnates on Earth. Can you share some information on the story and, you know, for those of us that are really nosy like me, what percentage is actually true?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, you know, Angel Incarnate is a project. It is a book. It's about, the central story is about a woman who is actually the first angel born into the human world, takes a body and becomes human. Of course, like we all do when we come into our body, we kind of get amnesia, right? We forget who we are. And so the reader really goes through the process of her discovering that she's actually the, you know, all the fears she goes through and all of this, like, I really can't be that kind of, you know, that's not me. I can't possibly be that, you know, and she, you go through this whole experience of the fears that come up with her. It's a very action-packed story as well. The feedback I've had so far on the manuscript is that everybody's reading it in like 2 days. It's a 700-page novel.
Wow.
And so it is actually part of a larger series of 4 books eventually. And so they're all Angel Incarnate books, but the first one's called One Birth, which, of course, is about the central character, Catherine. And so it's neat because it's like a, it's got a lot of course, supernatural things in it, action. It's sort of this epic good against evil and, you know, all of these things. So I'm just very excited because it's really, this is actually the book in the series that I was told by the angels over 13 years ago that I would be writing. And I actually worked on this one novel for 13 years, so I'm excited that it's going to be out hopefully in April of this year. And already, once we get this all wrapped up, I'll be working on the second book, which is called Two Worlds. And so, and I'm thrilled about it.
Well, obviously, there's you're super busy. I mean, consider that it took you 13 years to write the first one. I mean, how many people can really stick to anything that long? I mean, that's amazing. So, I mean, I'm sure we're all very excited for when it's going to be coming out. And so what do you think, sort of moving in that direction, what do you think or what do you hope that your readers will take away from reading your book?
You know, that's a great question, because I think in a book of this type, because, you know, it is a fictional novel, it's in that format, it's kind of like, it's got good historical stuff. Well, if you like Dan Brown novels that read real quick, except it's not real belabored with the historical. I always tell people it's kind of like Dan Brown meets Twilight, only angels instead of vampires kind of thing. So I don't know how else to describe the book, you know, itself. But really what the entire book is, really, it's meant to entertain, of course, but the story really is essentially about the discovery of the divine part of ourselves, the part of us that is God. And so I hope the readers are inspired to maybe even look at themselves and go, well, maybe I could be much more than I thought I was. And so it's really a story for everybody, men, women, all across all religions. You know, so it's a book, I think, that, and hope that, you know, really awakens people, you know, to see those exciting things that I see, you know, in everybody all the time.
Well, what an inspirational theme for all of us. And I'm sure that everybody's excited about, you know, could you please hurry up and have it available next week?
Yeah, you know, I had some test readers with the raw manuscript just to make sure I'd hit everything I wanted to hit, and they're like, you really haven't started the second one, and I'm like, okay, I'm going, you know. And it's interesting because it's coming in much faster. I think the first book, honestly, you know, you have a bunch of angels show up and say, you're going to write this book. This is what it's called. This is what it's about. And it took me a really – I did have to stick with it because I had to deal with my own fears about even writing the book or, you know, actually completing it. You know, we all have our blocks, and I really did, and I think I had to really grow into this first one, but I promise that nobody has to wait 13 years in between the novels, okay?
So. That's good to know. Well, so will we be able to get it on Amazon, or where will we be able to get it when it comes out?
Through all your online booksellers, there'll be a Kindle version as well. And then,
perfect.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, CJ, do you have any final thoughts to share with your listeners tonight?
Oh, you're going to let me off the hook that quick?
Well, I know you have a lot that you want to get to, and I know you want to take some callers, too. So.
Yeah, well, I know that we do have a caller here, so we can do that. You know, I'm just delighted. I think you almost got me speechless here, which is unusual. You know, my nickname when I was a kid was Gabby, but you know, I'm happy. You know, I'm probably the happiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm just very grateful that I get the opportunity to not only, you know, like share my work, but just to share some time on a Friday night. You know, to be able to connect with people. To do what I love to do, you know, and so I'm just thrilled that you wanted to even come on this show and interview me, you know, in the first place. And I think that there are a lot of, you know, there's a lot going on in our world right now, and I think people need to understand that even in the midst of all that chaos, all of those things that look like they're going wrong and, you know, all of these things, that there really is tremendous hope. In fact, I'm so hopeful, you know, for everything moving forward for us as human beings, you know, on the planet. And I think that we will see, you know, some tremendous changes, but very positive ones over the next couple of years, I'm told by my little angel friends. So, you know, I think there's a lot to be excited about, and there's a lot to embrace as we move forward, you know, because we are evolving as people. We're learning about ourselves. We're becoming more self-aware. We realize that we're not just sort of this flat, you know, human, you know, mundane, you know, there's not, we're not just these, you know, 3D objects. You know, we have much more dimension to us. And I've been really watching this awakening occur now for over a decade. And just to see where even, you know, if I look back, and I'm not that old, but I feel like now I've been kind of in the midst of all this for long enough that I can speak to the fact that, you know, where we were 10 years ago in consciousness, in awareness, in our divine nature, you know, is really light years, you know, ahead of now or, you know, from where we were before. So I don't know. I'm just a cheerleader of people. I think that even if it looks like life's real messy, that it's actually much more divine than you think. And so I'm always looking to uncover those little tidbits in my own life. So.
Well, I love your show, and I tune in every single week. And I just wanted to personally thank you for the great angel teachings and your messages of hope and empowerment for all of us. And I hope that everybody will continue to spread the word about your wonderful show so that more people can get the inspiration that I have felt every week. So thank you personally for, you know, everything that you're doing.
Oh, well, all right, you're making me speechless again, Kate, so.
All right, well, thank you for sharing your story. I'm sure we all appreciate your willingness to just kind of, you know, be so authentic and to be here to help and support all of us in our growth.
Well, and I didn't answer one of your questions, and it was actually deliberately before we go, because I know we don't have – we have one caller in the queue, so but that was about, you know, people have asked me that question, you know, how much of Angel Incarnate is actually based on my life. So I get that a lot, and I told people to read the book when it comes out and decide for themselves. But there are many elements, even though it is embellished a great deal. There are many elements from my own experiences interwoven in the book. So I think that's probably also why it took me so long to finish it.
Wow. Well, tomorrow will be out tomorrow?
No. But soon.
Okay.
And if people are interested in getting updates about that, if they just go to my site and sign up for my newsletter, that's probably where I'll start sending announcements here in another month as we get closer. So.
Well, thank you, CJ. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful evening, Kate.
I will. Thank
this
you
has been
much.
A lot of fun.
Yes, it has. Take care of yourself.
I will. You too, dear.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. That was Kate sharing some questions. It's kind of fun. You know, we don't have to always flow the same way we do every week, do we? So, but yes, I do have a book coming out, and I'm excited about it. Excited about this show. Excited about delivering the angel message. And it looks like I've got a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take a call from Melanie. Welcome to the Angel Connection, Melanie.
Hi, CJ. How nice that was to learn about the book. I'm quite excited and can very well relate to the book. I'm so looking forward to that.
Oh, me too. I'm just glad. When I finally got it done, it was just like, oh, wow. You know, it's actually got a beginning and a middle, and I was thrilled.
Oh, awesome. For sticking with, like she said, that is awesome that you didn't give up on that.
Yeah. Well, what can I do?
Well, I tell you what, it's interesting because I was going to ask you about self-sabotage, which I think maybe kind of flows into what I started thinking about as I was listening to you talk. Because I came in knowing who I was and without a veil, however you want to put it, knowing where I was from. And knowing a lot of things about me, had a lot of frustration in my life because I expected to be able to do things that you can't do in this dimension. And still to this day, I will start to do things that you can't do in this dimension and get frustrated because they don't work. But I'm trying to figure out because of that, if that is what manifests as a form of ADD for me, or if I really have ADD, who knows. But lately, it's been like on steroids. And as I look at my life, it's like when I went to call you tonight, I must have a zillion questions. Can't think of one question. When the opportunity is in front of me that I desired, oftentimes I will blow it because then I forget why I wanted it or what I was supposed to do, or something will come up to distract me, and I will go over here and blow this opportunity or forget to make a phone call or this or that. So it's a very curious thing, and I don't know if it's because I'm very ungrounded and all that other good stuff, or sometimes it feels like there's actually something more going on than just my own personal self-sabotage. It's almost as if there's something else there kind of trying to keep me off my path and scrambling around in this chaos. And so if all of that made any sense, I'd love to hear what you and the angels have to say about that.
Actually, it does, Melanie, and I think for you, with the amount of information that because you are so wide open, you know, the amount of information that you're trying to integrate into some kind of picture is pretty intense. And I would imagine with the energies right now in flux that can just sort of scatter you to the four winds. In fact,
ooh, yeah.
I find it very challenging, and I do sometimes have myself, you know, a hard time tracking things at times. It's definitely, you know, a lack of groundedness. But I also wonder, do you take any like B vitamins, things that would help support your neurotransmitters and things like that?
Oh my God, I take a gazillion things. Stuff my face full of stuff every day.
But you know, so you're trying to integrate a lot of things. So grounding is I think really is one of your greatest issues. The other thing that I see, and this is maybe what you are feeling like, that there's something there that's kind of trying to get in the way or all of this. I do see a trauma. A past life trauma and some trauma actually kind of coming into the experience of being human. We don't often realize that when we come into human body, there can be actually traumatic things that happen just trying to get into our bodies.
Yeah.
And so for you, there is a little bit of a disconnect from bringing you kind of into that whole presence, you know, where you don't feel like you're kind of everywhere all at the same time.
Okay.
So there are some suggestions that I can give, you know, for that, that I may want to do via email, or maybe we can have an exchange on that, because there are some things that I'd like to recommend to you. What we've been seeing, and what I've seen in a lot of client sessions, especially with people who are extremely empathic, like you.
Yeah.
With these new frequencies, you know, the angel message this week was about, you know, more divine energy coming in and all of that. Through our experiences, whether it be a birth or through traumatic things that happen to us, sometimes parts of our energy get disconnected or kind of shattered off. And so I have been seeing that a lot with people, that suddenly it kind of gets to this point of, you know, push comes to shove, where they really need those parts back. Those, and they're just small fragments of who we are that get kind of locked away. And so I'm glad you called, because I think that through some of the suggestions that I have to kind of heal that will really allow you to become more integrated. Because I see this very powerful presence, and then I see and you know, the powerful presence in you, but then I see you kind of, like you said, do I have ADHD? You know, I kind of see your energy also very non-coherent, you know, kind of all over the place. So,
yeah.
So I think when you try to ground, because part of whatever, and I, like I said, I think this is something kind of broke off when you were coming into this life, is connected very strongly with like the root chakra, and so forth, those things that give you that grounding. So you're taking all the supplements, you're taking all these things, but because there's this energetic type of, you know, division, and I hope I'm making sense, it gets kind of broke off.
Okay.
There's just no way that I imagine you're quite frustrated, because what you're trying to do is get all of your divine self in the present moment. And so when all that information comes in and you start to try to ground it, it's like the water's leaking out of your bucket.
Oh, that's a great way to put it, because that's what it feels like, yeah.
Okay, so that's how I saw it. The angels give me little pictures and images. So that's why it's like, you know, you've learned all these techniques and all this stuff, but I'm glad you called, because I know that you've called on other shows wanting to get in, and then, like you said, you forget to call the next week when we want to put you in the queue.
So
I'm very happy that you called, Melanie, because I think what you're describing and what you're going through is pretty common to a lot of people right now. It's kind of like we can exist for a certain period of time with some of these pieces sort of broke off over here, over there, but right now with all of this energy coming in, I mean, thank you, God, you know, for all of this wonderful energy coming in. But it's very difficult to sort of move with that frequency if you, you know, it's like, it's kind of like when we're first on our spiritual path, we have a lot of wiggle room, right? We got a lot of ways we can kind of skirt the real issue or whatever. But as we move a little further down the path, it's what my great teacher told me was, you know, we don't have any wiggle room. It's like an inverted triangle. So I think what you're hitting is sort of that, trying to tell you, hey, you know what, something's kind of not broken, but you know, something's kind of not there that needs to be there. And so that's something I can definitely get you some help for.
Well, bless your beautiful heart. I tell you, you watch people that, you know, when you've been conscious or whatever you want to call it for most of your life, and then people are just like, had a great awakening a year ago, and they're just gliding through, and you're fumbling around and stumbling and freaking out. It's like, oh, my God, what am I doing wrong? It's so easy for them, and I thought I would be in the easy path, and somehow it's because of this scatteredness. Bless your heart for understanding. Thank you so, so very much.
Well, thank you for calling. Please email me.
I will.
And I will get that information to you, but I have to let you go because we're about to wrap up. Oh, my goodness.
All right, my darling. Namaste.
Thank you. Thanks. That's all the time we have this evening. I've enjoyed my time, as always, with all of you. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in to next week's show about the angels in love as we approach Valentine's Day. So it's a great show to call in and ask about those relationships in your life. Until next week, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourself so that you can become an angel to those in need. Take care, and I wish you many blessings for the coming week.